You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey, movers, shakers, jivers, and wailers. I'm at the Cat Where It's At, welcoming you back to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now, last week on the program, we began a three-part series on the great little Los Angeles record label, Aladdin Records. In part one, we focused on Aladdin's inception as Philo Records in 1945, clean up through 1949. This week in part two, we pick it up in 1950 and carry it through to the birth of rock and roll, around 53-54. Next week in part three, we'll focus on the early rock and roll days of Aladdin Records. Now, just to refresh your memory, Aladdin Records was started by the Messner brothers, Eddie and Leo, in Hollywood, California, in 1945 as Philo Records. In February of 46, they changed the name from Philo to Aladdin, and an iconic record label was born. Aladdin focused mostly on rhythm and blues and gospel releases. The Messner brothers saw a hole in the market. The majors were ignoring this type of music, so they decided to fill that hole with some brilliant rhythm and blues. Charles Brown, who at the time was part of Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, got his start with Aladdin Records, as did Amos Milburn. This week we'll hear more records by them, but also by newcomers Floyd Dixon, Shirley and Lee, The Five Keys, Peppermint Harris, and many more. Let's kick off the show. It's 1950. And a cat who's well known to the Juke in the Back, Big J. McNeely, was just leaving the Savoy label on his way to Lou Chud's Imperial label when he made a quick stop off at Aladdin Records. He only cut one single for the label, and man, is it good. We're going to hear it right now. Let's kick off the program with Big J. McNeely and Jay's Frantic. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Aladdin Records story part two this week on the Juke in the Back. We'll be right back.
the state of California if it's I'd like to know. I want a little girl to be all mine in the winter time. When the rain starts raining and the snow starts snowing, you reach up, turn on your radio. Look out, Jack, you better take it slow, cause the chicks are raring to go. Well, you reach under bed, grab a jug, take a little nip, get ready to mug. Look at your gal, you kiss her and you send her, make a holler, make a holler.
I surrender, I surrender!
As a muggin', shoot the liquor to me, John boy. Take a tip from me, she's sweet as my sophronia bee.
Calvin Bowes and his All-Stars in the immortal Sophronia Bee from May of 1950. It went to number 9 on the national R&B lists in June and has remained a classic ever since. Bowes, who unfortunately died at age 53 in 1970, was hotter than hot on the West Coast scene in the early 1950s. Unfortunately, the record stopped coming after 1952. He's also remembered for recording the original version of Looped, which became Melvin Smith's signature song. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the Aladdin Record Story Part 2, focusing on the period just before rock and roll, 1950 to 1954. Calvin Bowes was originally from Texas, and so is this next cat, the great Sam John Hopkins, known by most as Lightnin' Hopkins. He was discovered playing in Houston in 1946 and brought to Aladdin Records in Los Angeles. He recorded for Aladdin in 1947 and jumped around to several other record labels before coming back to Aladdin in a big way in 1950. His Shotgun Blues topped out at number 5 in September. Here's one of the kings of Texas blues. And if you look at the original Aladdin record label, it says Lightnin' Hopkins singing and accompanying himself on guitar. Well, that's exactly what's happening. So dig it, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back some shell. Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back a pocket full of shell. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's gonna be trouble here. Yes, you know my woman trying to quit me when I ain't done nothing wrong. She done put me out of doors, boy, and I even ain't got no home. I said, go bring me my shotgun. Whoa, Lord, in a pocket full of shell. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's got to be trouble here. Yeah. Yes, you know my mama told me the day that I left her door. She said, gonna have bad luck, son, and I don't care where you go. I said, just bring me my shotgun. Boy, you can bring just one or two shells. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's got to be trouble here. I'm gonna play it just a minute right now. Well, I cried bye-bye, baby. You know you done me wrong. I'm gonna take my little shotgun, now I'm gonna cat back home. I said, going in the morning, boy, and carry my shotgun home. Yes, I figured the best thing I can do, why did I leave that woman alone?
Amos Milburn back with another smash, a big number one from late 1950 and early 1951 with Bad Bad Whiskey. Now there's a cat who spent most of his career singing about booze. Unfortunately, it was alcohol that would also be his downfall. Milburn, of course, was one of Aladdin's biggest hitmakers during the 1940s, and he begins the 50s decade in the very same manner. This is the Aladdin Record Story Part 2. I'm Matt the Cat. Up next, a guy from Marshall, Texas, whose name might seem unfamiliar to you. J. Riggins Jr. Don't know who that is? Well, we all know him better as Floyd Dixon, a guy who was heavily, heavily influenced by his idol, Charles Brown. If you listen to Floyd's early records for the Modern label from 1949, he sounds very much like Charles Brown. And when Charles Brown, who was of course the lead singer and pianist for Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, left that group, Johnny Moore got Floyd Dixon to replace him.
Aladdin had purchased Floyd Dixon's contract from the Peacock label, and they reissued some of his Peacock records. But this next one was recorded for Aladdin, with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers backing him up. It went to number 4 on the national R&B charts during the winter of 1951. Here's Floyd Dixon with a theme that would continue onto several other records. It's Telephone Blues on the Juke in the Back.
Long distance, try my baby once again. Long distance, try my baby once again. Don't worry about the charges, I'll pay for everything on this end. Hello, pretty baby, please come back home. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Well, I hate to tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone. Peaches on the shelf. Hurry home, baby, I'm tired of being by myself. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, Stephen Herman, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Maureen Russell, Valerie from Queens, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Nobody cares about me, ain't even got a friend. Baby's gone and left me, when will my troubles end? Black night is falling, oh, I hate to be alone.
keep crying for my baby. But now another day is gone. I've got no one to talk with, to tell my troubles to. Don't even know I'm living since I lost you. Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but not another day is gone. Troubles, my father has his too. My brother's in Korea, and I don't know just what to do. Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. Now another day is gone.
Charles Brown, recording solo with another number one smash from the spring of 1951, that's Black Night. Charles Brown was unstoppable during this period. Although Aladdin Records as a whole wasn't scoring as many R&B hits as they were in the late 1940s. They were going through some changes. One of the great changes Aladdin was making around this time was they began pressing 45 RPM records, as well as the standard 78s. This was a big deal, because many indie labels of Aladdin's size weren't pressing 45s, since they focused on black music. Most of the black community hadn't adapted to 45 RPM record players yet. This fact is especially true if you're a record collector nowadays, because if you can find some of those early 45 pressings on Aladdin, they're worth a lot more than the more common 78 RPM pressings. Aladdin was also jumping to a new format, the LP. Again, most R&B labels weren't pressing LPs, but Aladdin was, on the 10-inch format. They would soon jump to the 12-inch format when the 10-inchers fell out of favor. Keep an eye out in thrift stores and basements. If you find any of these Aladdin 10-inch LPs, pick them up, man. They'll put your kids through college. I'm your furry leader and jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. And up next, we have one of the most distinguished voices in jazz, Billie Holiday. She only recorded two singles for the Aladdin label, backed up by the Tiny Grimes Sextet. Here is her second single from July of 1951. It's Billie Holiday with Blue Turning Gray Over You. This is the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Silvery strands, cause I'm blue. you used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. Yes, I'm blue, turning gray over you.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. To laugh a little, cry a little, and let the cloud roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Of love. And when the world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Well, you've got to win a little,
Five Keys. With only their second single, it became their first hit. It went straight to number one during the summer of 1951 for Aladdin Records, and it features the amazing lead of Rudy West. This Newport News, Virginia vocal group would record many classic sides for Aladdin Records before leaving them for Capitol Records in 1954. On Capitol, they scored mega hits that crossed over into the pop charts, like Ling Ting Tong, The Verdict,
and close your eyes. But it all started here on that little Los Angeles label that we're featuring this week on the Juke in the Back, Aladdin Records. Up next, another number one for Aladdin. This one came in the late fall of 1951 for Peppermint Harris. It's really amazing how many of these artists came from Texas. Peppermint Harris, who first recorded as Peppermint Nelson, was from Texarkana. His classic I Got Loaded remained a staple on late-night jukeboxes at juke joints everywhere, including this one, Rosie's Juke Joint, home of the Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and baby, here's Peppermint Harris.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and juice was really flying. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got it. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, won't my soul just let 'em roll until the break of day. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free. And I got loaded, oh, I sure got high.
Hello.
Hello, Floyd.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Well, I've been so sick and worried ever since you left last fall. Please, please tell me, why did you stay away so long? Been so lonesome, staying here all alone. Well, I'm just so sick and worried. Baby, please come back home. Thank you. Won't you call again tomorrow? Ask for operator 210. It's worth $50 million to hear that sweet, sweet voice again. And don't worry about the charges. You know I'll take care of it on this end.
You're so sweet, Floyd. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Floyd Dixon. Continuing the telephone theme that we heard a few records ago with Telephone Blues, that one's called Call Operator 210, and it topped out at number 4 on the national R&B lists in July of 1952. Whereas with Telephone Blues, Floyd was recording with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. On that one, Call Operator 210, he was solo. It would be his last charting record. But don't be fooled. If you dig Floyd Dixon, you gotta check out his specialty sides, which followed his stint on Aladdin. Floyd is one of our rhythm and blues treasures, and as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't get enough recognition. And this next cat, Emmett Davis, gets no recognition. That's a shame, man, because he vocalized some hot, hot sides. Especially this one, with Jack the Bear Parker. Emmett Davis wrote this song, and it was recorded at the WOR Radio Studios in New York City on October 7th, 1952. Aladdin didn't release it on the parent label, though. This one came out on the subsidiary 7-Eleven Records. Let's hear Jack the Bear Parker featuring Emmett Davis on lead vocals. Here's I Need You, I Want You on the Aladdin Record Story Part 2. This is the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Come and go home with me. I love you, baby. Love you, can't you see? Well, you're big and fine. Wanna ride me all night long. Big and fine. Wanna ride me all night long. Well, the way you ride, and I'll do no harm. Thank you.
it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's the Aladdin Record Story Part 2, and I'd like to feature another side from the great Newport News, Virginia vocal group, The Five Keys. Earlier in the program, we heard The Glory of Love. Well, this was the original flip side of The Glory of Love. It was recorded at the same recording session, which was held at RCA Studios in New York City on March 22, 1951. Rudy West sang lead on The Glory of Love, but it's The Five Keys' other great lead singer, Marilyn Pierce, who sings lead on this one. Here's this week's Great 78, The Five Keys and Hucklebuck with Jimmy.
Yes, I got a big fat mama that knows she knows how to ride. Well, I got a big fat mama that knows she knows how to rock. Well, and when she starts to rock, she never knows when to stop. Yes, well, she's so hard rockin', mama, she rocks me all night and day. Yes, she's hard rockin', mama, she rocks me both night and day. Well, I don't complain, that woman might go away. My wig, let your head go by. Well, give me back my wig, and let your head go by. Well, if you mess with me, you won't have no hair at all. Said, now, mom, get your baskets, let's go down to the woods. Yes, said, mom, get your baskets, let's go down to the woods. Sure coming back feeling good. Yeah, she's a railroad mama, they're still on the railroad track. Yeah, she's a railroad mama, they're still on the railroad track. Well, that woman got a hold, she almost break my back. Yes, and she said, Hucklebuck Jimmy. Didn't she say, Hucklebuck Jimmy? Oh, Hucklebuck Jimmy. Well, she said, Hucklebuck Jimmy, Hucklebuck all night long. Well, she said, right on, Hucklebuck Jimmy, right, Jimmy. Well, right on, I'm gone.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Bye.
Shirley and Lee with a whopping number two rhythm and blues record from late 1952. That was their debut single, I'm Gone. Of course, it was released on Aladdin Records, who at this time was mining a lot of great talent down in New Orleans, like all the other LA-based R&B labels. Specialty Records, Imperial Records, and they all recorded at Cosimo Matassa's famous J&M recording studios in the Crescent City, usually backed up by Dave Bartholomew's band, featuring that unmistakable backbeat of the late great drummer Earl Palmer. Now, Shirley Goodman and Leonard Lee would go on to be some of Aladdin's biggest hitmakers during the mid-1950s, with Let the Good Times Roll and Feel So Good and Rockin' with the Clock. But this is where they got their start. I'm Gone.
I'm Matt the Cat, and we're getting near the end of part two of our three-part series on Aladdin Records. And I feel it's time to enter the rock and roll era. We'll hear more Aladdin Records rock and roll releases next week on part three.
Up next, we have a record that didn't make the national charts, but it's just as good as any of the other records I've played on this week's or last week's Aladdin Record Story shows. It features Jimmy Binkley and his orchestra, with Harold Burridge handling the lead vocals. It's from July of 1953. Man, just dig this jump blues. Here's Way Down Boogie.
Makes you jump and jive, goes down easy like a fluid drive. Way down boogie, way down boogie, way down boogie, it'll make you jump, jump for joy. Well, I'm standing on the corner with nothing to do. Come on and shake your boogie too. Now way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
it'll make you jump, jump for joy. Come on and get with me, baby, let's do it now. The boogie, the boogie, the boogie, and how. Way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie, it'll make you jump, jump for joy. Blow, blow. I got my boogie up on the fence. If you want to come and get it, you ain't got no sense. Way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie, way down boogie, it'll make you jump, jump for joy. Well, look, pretty baby, I'm going back home. I don't want you boogie, now I'm gonna be alone. Now, way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie,
way down boogie, it'll make you jump, jump and jump.
Don't leave me, baby, don't slam that door. Don't leave me, baby, don't slam that door. If you come back, baby, I'll never be about the normal. Well, don't leave me, baby. Please come back home. Don't leave me, baby. No, I'm all alone. Well, my heart is full of sorrow. Take me back where I belong. Hey, boy!
You know it's a terrible thing. Oh, well, your baby don't want you no more. Boy, she tell you it's time to go. Place you used to have, you don't have no more. Go downtown, you buy your drink. Boy, so you can think. Fall on your knees and pray. All you can do is say, don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. Don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. And you come back, baby, I'll never be a bother no more. Yeah, boy, let me tell you something. Gonna buy me a drink of wine. 'Cause I got trouble on my mind. Baby won't let me go. She said, I don't stay there no more. Boys, I mean go home. I ain't got no home. Told me this morning that I was all alone. Fall on your knees and pray. All I could do was say, don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. Don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. If you come back, baby, I'll never be bothered no more. Yeah, boys. I got bad news this morning. It's time to go. Call somebody to change the lock on my door. Key I used to have, it don't fit the door no more. Call on the telephone, I don't get that answer no more. All I can do is fall on my knees and pray. All I can do is say, don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. Don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. If you come back, baby, I'll never be a bother no more. Oh, don't leave me, baby.
Lowell Folsom, one of the most influential and underrated blues guitarists and singers of all time. He had already scored hits for the Downbeat label and Swing Time Records before arriving at Aladdin Records for a very short stint. Don't Leave Me Baby, one of my favorite records from Folsom, came out on Aladdin in November of 1953. Record sales would get better for Aladdin Records as rock and roll broke in 1954 and 55. They scored several hits with Shirley and Lee and Gene and Eunice, but they lost great acts like the Five Keys and Charles Brown.
We'll get into more of Aladdin's rock and roll releases next week in part 3 of the Aladdin Records story. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program, part 2 of Aladdin Records. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now let's close down part 2 with another stellar Aladdin Records release.
This one comes from a girl group from Brooklyn, New York. They formed in 1954 and consisted of Dorothy Jones, Ethel McCrae, and Beulah Robertson. They called themselves The Cookies, and their debut record for Aladdin Records was a regional hit. Don't Let Go. Hold Me, Hold Me, Hold Me.
Until next time, have a great week, everybody. Stay safe, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
So late.
We've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.